Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Wynn Fenderson, a local Connecticut rock singer, guitarist, and musician, is the brains behind this song. Is there a reason? And maybe another time on the talk show we'll play more of it. Or maybe we'll get Winton on one of these days. But why am I opening with this? Other than the fact it's an awesome track, which it is. But the reason I'm opening with it is because Winton is in Andover, Connecticut. And I'd like to shine the spotlight. I'd like to give some love to good old Andover, Connecticut. Because Andover is about to celebrate 175 years. Yes, congratulations, Andover. A 175th birthday comes only once in a lifetime, okay? And literally, I mean, not just for the town, but for those who live in the town. And, you know, you might be listening and you might be saying, where's Andover? You're scratching your head. Well, I'll tell you that Andover is just east of Hartford, east of Manchester. It's by Bolton, Hebron, Glastonbury, Columbia, Marlborough as well, Coventry. Andover is just kind of sandwiched in there. It's a small community, one that I kind of refer to as an oasis, because it doesn't have a lot of traffic, doesn't have a lot of hustle and bustle, yet it is not too far away from areas where there is just that, where there are more attractions, where there's hustle bustle. So it's a very quaint little community. People that are in Andover, they like it because they want to be in an area where you'll get to know other people more easily. You get to know your neighbors. It's not a big town at all. There's not a lot of industry, not a lot of, let's say, craziness that might happen in some other areas where people, you know, they get wild, they get crazy. And it's a pretty area. It is rural, so you get to enjoy a little bit of nature, of course. And so people that live in Andover decide to stay there for those reasons. Community being at the top of the list. I'd say that beauty is not too far after that. And peace and quiet, definitely something that people in Andover absolutely love and appreciate. But throughout the year, there are some events, but nothing like this 175th anniversary. You'll have like a bingo night in February. They have the Memorial Day Parade, which I used to struggle through because I was in marching band in elementary school and also in high school. Yes, I'm from Andover, Connecticut. Hometown represent. And when I would go walk through, first of all, here's the thing. The way that it was configured, you would actually stop. So you wouldn't play and march at the same time. I see that in some places, but in Andover, the way that the route was configured, it kind of didn't make sense to do that. So we would stop periodically and we would play and we would perform. And boy, did I stink. You know, I loved the piano. I learned the piano. I played the piano, and that was my calling. Clarinet was not. And playing the recorder when I was in third grade, That was a joke and an embarrassment. And so what I would do, not just during the parade, but any performance like school concerts, I couldn't do it. And so I would stand there like during the parade or sit there, whether it was a school concert or some other local performance, and I would pretend to play. And I would let the qualified kids in the group go on and perform. I know, not good. I was a cheater in that regard. But really, I the one time I did try to play it, threw off the director and everybody, and they didn't notice that it was me, I don't think, because nobody looked at me directly. They were kind of looking around, wondering who it was. And that's when I said, okay, Morgan, I'm in trouble. But they've got the Memorial Day parade, and then they'll do something for Halloween, and they'll do something for Christmas. But this 175th anniversary, they're really trying to go all out. They're trying to bring the community together. They're trying to get old neighbors chit-chatting again. They're trying to get new people in town to get to know some of the older folks in town. And so I think that this is a beautiful thing, what they're trying to do to celebrate Andover's 175th anniversary. And because this community does not have anything much more than community, we don't have 30 bars up and down Route 6. We don't have shopping malls. We don't have a stadium in Andover. And Andover people don't want any of that stuff. But what they do have is a lot of local history. What they do have is a lot of nature. And I think that that's what they're trying to embrace in this 175th anniversary. And I think that people who live in other smaller communities, East Windsor comes to mind. Okay, East Windsor, what did they graduate? Like 50 kids in East Windsor, I believe. And I know that Andover, when I graduated elementary school from Andover, we were a class of, I think, 46 was the number. So small towns, okay, they have community, they have friendship, they have an area that they know very well by heart and that they can explore. And by bringing these kinds of events, by putting these kinds of events on, you bring the community together. And in this case, we're doing a ton of events at Andover in just under 2 months' time. It all starts with the Andover 175th Anniversary Incorporation Day dedication. And if you're not in Andover, if you're not interested, you know, listen to this and just listen to how rich Andover's history is. And I'll tell you how this relates to you and your community. So it starts with Andover's 175th Anniversary Incorporation Day dedication on Thursday, May 18th, 6 in the evening until 7:30 in the evening at the Town Hall Gazebo. Then there's Andover's Family Fun Festival, food, inflatables, history, and so much more on Saturday, May 20th, 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon at the elementary school in town, which is not far from the gazebo, and it's right next to Town Hall and the fire department. So they've got the Andover Family Fun Festival. The Andover Historical Discussion with Scott Yeomans happens on the same day in the afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Town Hall Community Room. So if you're taking part, in other words, in the Family Fun Festival, which is at Andover Elementary School, you just make one big hop, skip, and jump over to the Town Hall Community Room, and Scott Yeomans will be there doing a historical discussion on what Andover's all about. And big shout out to Scott. I don't know if he'd remember me. Maybe. My name is well known around Andover because of, you know, I'm from there and I'm on the radio. And so everybody knows, oh, hey, there's that kid that's from Andover. So Scott puts on a beautiful museum in town at the old Andover Town Hall. I mean, this building is O-L-D old. And he has it full of relics. There's a big painting in there that marks basically the timeline of Andover's existence from when the Grange was there and when the post office was built and when Morgan Cunningham was born. Okay, that's, I'm joking about that, but one day that's going to make it on his town hall mural at the old Andover Town Hall and Museum. They're not open all the time, but when they are open, it's really cool to go walk through and check out Andover's history. But he's going to be bringing that discussion from the old town hall to the new town hall on Saturday, May 20th at 2 in the afternoon during Family Fun Day. Then there's the Andover Memorial Day Parade. Don't worry, I won't be playing clarinet or recorder. That will be on Monday, May 29th, 9 in the morning, and that's going to go down Route 316, also known as Hebron Road. I don't know where this name comes from, the Funky Monkey Artisan Fair, but Artisan Fair should tell you enough. That's going to be on Saturday, June 3rd, 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon at Over and Over, and also Scott's Tree Farm with parking at 11 Bunker Hill Road. Over and Over, we had them on Spotlight Connecticut for a short holiday shopping feature last year, right before Christmas. And Over, they take old things, things that would be thrown in the trash, tossed in a dumpster, and they breathe new life into it, whether it's clothes, furniture, jewelry, something else. Over and Over is really a unique, crafty kind of shop that takes something old and makes it new again. So they're going to be taking part in Andover's big 175th anniversary celebration happening in May and also June. Here's what I want to check out. I'm going to make sure that I'm available on this day, if at all humanly possible, and get up to Andover for this. The Old Andover Burying Ground Tour. Now, when you have an old town like Andover that is trying to embrace its history, I think it makes sense to pay respects to those generations that lived in town before, many of whom are buried in the two Andover cemeteries, one which is close to Route 6 and the other which is a little further in town. And there's going to be an hour ceremony at each of these cemeteries. Now, these tombstones are so old, you can't even really read what's on them. And they're covered with moss. But I know that there are historians in town that know about these. And so we're going to start at the Old Andover Burying Ground area, which is just off Route 316 and near Route 6 from 10:30 until 11:30 in the morning. Then they're going to take a short trip up to the Townsend Cemetery, which is a little deeper in town, 11:30 in the morning until 12:30 in the afternoon. The Nature Preserve Hike, which is off Route 316 in Andover, also known as the Nature Pond. That's where they used to take all the kids on field trips. You would go walk behind the school where there's a path, and then you go down the nature trail, and you observe all of the nature that is there in Andover, Connecticut, and you wind up at a pond where I would chase frogs, and I would try to grab fish out of the water with my bare hand, and the teacher would yell at me and all of that, but that was my science class. And nothing is better than that, right? Where you get to get out of the building and literally walk into the backyard, essentially, of the school and explore the nature that's there. And Andover is going to embrace that with the 175th anniversary on Sunday, June 4th, starting at 9 in the morning at the Nature Pond in town off Route 316. Andover Garden Tours, it's going to be a big tour that starts at the Andover Church, and it's going to drive around town because there are a lot of gardens, and you can enjoy what's there on Saturday, June 10th, 9 in the morning. The Andover Mural Lecture happens on the same day at 2 in the afternoon at the Andover Library. Now, the Andover Mural is outside the Andover Town Library, and I'm glad that they left the library where it was, because at one point in time, there was this radical idea they were going to move it behind the elementary school. And frankly, I didn't know how they were going to do that, but then you disrupt the site that's right there at Route 6, a very historic building and location. And so I'm glad personally that they were able to make that possible and keep the library where it is. Then they expanded it by making the parking lot bigger. And when they made that parking lot bigger, they painted a big mural that is trying to depict not just Andover history, although that is the focus, but also Eastern Connecticut history, and it's trying to embrace that. And the artist was very smart because they have a way of protecting the mural with basically a coating. And this came in very handy because there were some vandals that decided that they were going to graffiti the Andover Library mural. But they were totally foiled because it washed right off, no damage to the mural. And all of those folks were brought to justice. And so don't do that in Andover. Don't do that anywhere, because there are security cameras everywhere, folks. So I don't know what they were trying to pull, but didn't work. There's the Pollinator Garden Tour. So back to gardens, and that's at 197 Hebron Road in Andover on Saturday, June 17th, 9:30 in the morning until 11:30. And it winds up all of the 175 years that Andover's been here. It finishes up with a big celebration on Saturday, June 24th, 11 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon at the Andover Lake Beach. It's going to be a big beach party. My understanding, there's going to be barbecue. And it looks like it's going to be 11 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon on Saturday, June 24th. How does this apply to you and your town? Well, I'll tell you how. It's because I am willing to bet that your town, big or small, your city, big or small, has a lot of little quirks, just like Andover, that make it a town, that make it a community. And what I hope that you do is use Andover as an example. Walk around your town, whether you've been there for 40 years or whether you've just moved there and you haven't been there but 4 days or 4 weeks or 4 months. Check out your town. Explore it. See where the trails are. Where is the nature? Where are the gardens? Are there murals? Is there a historical society? And if not, can you start one up? Find out what makes your town tick and celebrate it the way Andover is.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hello, this is Ellie from Hartford, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Yes, a British accent in Hartford. And perhaps later in the show, we will get somebody here in Connecticut with an Irish accent. We will see. We will see. I got to see if I have that drop produced or not. Because sometimes I think that I have things done, and, one thing leads to another, one news story takes more time, and then I got to prepare for the talk show. Well, anyway, I wanted to play that because that listener is in Hartford, Connecticut. And I've got to say, this past week, Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin made an exciting announcement about Hartford Bonanza. Hartford Bonanza is the city's brand spanking new Independence Day celebration, which will be a 2-day celebration. And again, just like we were talking about with Andover and their celebration of 175 years, long time. This is an opportunity to bring the community together, and you hear the mayor say that, and maybe it goes in one ear and goes out the other, but the reality is that's what being in a community is all about. That's what being in a city is all about, being in a town is all about, because there's so much to explore. Even if you're not the biggest social butterfly, I'm not a big social butterfly, and frankly, I don't like crowds, but I'll go in a crowd, and you never know who you're going to meet. Sometimes it is fun to talk with other folks. I'll even admit that. Or try a new restaurant that you didn't get to try ever before, or a new vendor. And so this is going to be a great 2-day celebration, Independence Day weekend, complete with sports, performances, great food, fireworks, and more. And it's going to be Independence Day weekend. It's hard to believe that we're already thinking about that, but the time is now to think about it because they're looking for people to RSVP. They're looking for interested vendors. They're looking for donations. Hartford can't do it alone. Again, it's a show of community, a big show of support. And so if you want to learn a little bit more information, and they do promise that more information is going to be coming out very soon for spectators and people to check out, all you've got to do is go to firstnighthartford.org/bonanza. That is hartfordfirstnight.org/bonanza. I just had a blast in Hartford the other night. You know, I went to the Duncan Park for the Yard Goats game. It was on Wednesday night. And yeah, it rained, but that was just a tiny, tiny portion of the night. I mean, it was so great that you didn't even really know it was raining, and you were able to get out of the rain anyway. It was a great time at Duncan Park, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about the game and how Brian and company was there a little later in Spotlight Connecticut. Really, if you haven't been to Duncan Park, actually, I hate to admit it was my first time going. I had never had the opportunity to get there before. We went there with Brian and company. It was fantastic.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
That's one of those songs. And if he were here, that's what he'd be saying to me. Morgan, this is one of those songs. Chicago's Harry Truman from 1975. Perhaps the most unusual hit single that Chicago ever put out, which hit number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1975. And, you know, I tend not to like songs that are political in nature, but that one, for whatever reason, doesn't bother me. I find it, number one, very catchy. But number two, when you think about the history there and all of the political turmoil and upheaval in the mid-1970s, and song paying tribute to an earlier, perhaps simpler time, or a time that was at least quite different from the 1970s, back to the late 1940s, early 1950s, that era, which had a totally different leadership style. I don't know. There was something about that song that I always found very interesting, very different. It's too bad Chicago doesn't play that more in their shows. But if he were here, Floyd Wright, friendly Floyd Wright, he would say to me, Morgan, this is one of those songs. So, you know, I just wanted to spend a moment remembering Floyd Wright. Friendly Floyd was his name, and it couldn't be any more truthful than that. And I mean that. He was a genuinely nice guy, and over the years I had a pleasure of not only collaborating with him at times, but learning from him, right? And I had this running joke with Floyd back when he was on the station in Hartford, and they would take a lot of requests, particularly on Sunday afternoons. I would call up the station while Floyd was working, and I would, for whatever reason, I just like to be that annoying kid that would call into the radio station, you know? And I would come up with the most ridiculous of songs, okay? Songs that might have been hits but had fallen kind of out of vogue. And I would do it basically as a little running joke, a little gag that I had with Floyd Wright. And he would most of the time play the songs, but he would always give me a hard time on the phone. He'd say, oh, well, Morgan, this is one of those songs. Or, you know, this isn't our playlist. And the next thing you know, an hour later, he's giving it a whirl on the radio. And so I always had fun thinking up these very unusual songs and calling in and asking Floyd. And then, you know, I would grow up. I'd stop doing that. And I remember going to see him at the station one time, and he brought me into the rack room. And the rack room had equipment for the AM and FM station at this radio group. And he would take me there, and he would say, you know, oh, this is what this does, and this is what that would do. And a lot of this equipment was old. And the station manager was standing there. My mother was standing there. I was still relatively young at the time. And he said, and we use absolutely none of it because it's so darn old. And I started to laugh. The station manager, Lloyd, that's not true. A lot of this is in use. But it was just a running joke because everything was so old there. And Many, 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 many years later, I went to the same station just for a visit. And guess what? The rack room had not changed very much. All of the equipment in there was still pretty much all of that old stuff that Floyd said wasn't in use anymore. So he had a great humor, kind of an inside humor, at least with me, because, you know, I got radio and he knew that. And then I got to work with him when I was in college and I was interning at a radio station where he worked. And I would see him about an hour each day that I was there, and he would show me how he did show prep and how he thought up topics and witty things to say about the topics. And what I found so impressive at that time, although not necessarily surprising because now I do it myself, and I guess I kind of learned that from Floyd and a few others, just put down some bullet points. Be familiar enough with what you're putting down on a sheet of paper, whether it's typed or written or a combination of both, and you just jot down some talking points as bullet points. And if you're ad-libbing or doing a call-in feature or whatever, that usually is good enough. And at the time, it surprised me because Floyd came across as so knowing about very much on the air, and he knew a lot of things, that's for sure. But his organization was simply just a sheet of paper or two with a bunch of bullet points on it. And so when I heard that Floyd had passed away last Sunday, it came as a surprise to me, as it did many other people in the broadcast industry and also people that listened on the radio, because he had been on the air in Connecticut for many, many years. In fact, I went through my collection. I dug up some archival audio. This from April of 1978.
Diana Ross, she has a love hangover, but she's not complaining. You should be as lucky, and so should I. 519 here with Floyd Wright. In just a couple of minutes, I'll be giving away another album. It's an album of your choice. You'll have a chance to win all weekend.
You know, I just love that. Well, radio was different in those days, you know, and I love being able to listen back and hear that. Of course, Floyd, he packed energy back in 1978, and he packed energy in 2011 with this contest. He just loved a contest.
What is your name?
My name is Angela.
Look at the game board. Tell me what prize do you want to vote off so that we can get that much closer to the last prize standing.
Number 25, the Green Bay Packers.
Number 25, Mike Stevens thing.
Yeah, I'm doing that just to get back at Mike for winning the Super Bowl.
I don't want to see any Green Bay Packers, so number 25 is gone. What prize would you like to win?
My house needs painted.
I love the energy there, and full disclosure, everybody, that is, drum roll, that is my mother. That was my mother winning a contest with Floyd Wright, and I was playing along with the contest at home, truth be told. And because I love to record things off of my radio, and I have a big air check collection, that's what that's called, air checking, I ended up running on the radio feed in the event that I won so I could record myself. And next thing you know, I hear my mother. And she was at work. She wasn't home. I didn't know that she was playing. And the story goes that there was a coworker there at the time that wanted to use the same line. My mom says, "Don't touch that phone," so she could continue to play. And she got through, did not win the big last prize, but did get to go to that dinner with my dad. And they had a good time, no doubt. And so all of these things just kind of popped into my mind this week. And I wanted to spend a little time remembering Floyd Wright, a great mentor of mine who I saw last August. And he said very kind things about my work at WTIC. I mean, he was an encouraging guy and nothing but just a kind soul. A really good guy. Floyd Wright, who passed away at age 72 this week. Connecticut radio and Connecticut people overall, really going to miss him. And I know I will.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, I'm Gemma from Ireland. And I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Would I lie to you? No, of course I would not lie to you. I didn't make that up. That was not staged. That really is Gemma from Ireland. And here's the story about that. She is in Connecticut and she's visiting. I think she was visiting for 2 months. I think it was 2 months, month and a half, 2 months, something like that. And it was in early April. I went to see two friends of mine in Simsbury. And, you know, I said hi to one of them. I said hi to the other. And then sitting on the other side of the room was a total stranger. And I said, "Hi, I'm Morgan." She said, "Hi, this is Gemma." I can't even do the Irish accent. Sorry, can't do it if I tried. But she was from Ireland. And I guess that they had met a number of years ago while traveling overseas. And it's been a while. Been a while since they've seen one another, and Gemma flew from Ireland all the way out to Connecticut. So for the last now month or so, she has been basically exploring everything that Connecticut has to offer and got to meet me and asked me what I did. And I said, well, I'm on the radio. And she thought that I was this big star. I'm a minor celebrity, not a major celebrity, not yet. And which, you know, that was cool. And I guess that they got her listening to my talk show a little bit. And so we got to record a drop. So now I've got somebody from Ireland who visited Connecticut as part of our big Spotlight Connecticut community. And so very happy to get Gemma on the program in that way. Maybe even before she leaves here, I'll do a little segment with her perhaps and see what she thought of Connecticut and the U.S. of A. as of 2023, visiting the state here from Ireland. And that actually makes me realize that in about a month and a half, I'm going to have somebody on the program. It might be more like 2 months, but I'm going to have somebody on the program from New Zealand who is going on a cross-country trip here in the USA. And he's coming to Connecticut. We're going to have dinner, I think, 2 nights after he's arrived here in Connecticut. Never been to the United States before. Has no idea what to expect. So I'm going to meet him, have dinner with him and some other friends. Then he and a mutual friend are going to be going across the country, then back. And he's going to come on and share that experience on Spotlight Connecticut. So lots of international travelers coming to the good old Nutmeg State. And I'll spotlight them as best as I can here on WTIC News Talk 1080. As I promised, and I wanted to save the best for last in our very free topic today, just talking about all different kinds of things Connecticut from my point of view and sharing them with you, because we don't get to sit down and talk like this all the time. I had the pleasure of representing Brian and Company along with Matt, Brian himself, Mark the Shark, Mark Christopher, Bob Cox, Joey Burgoyne, our boss Janine. We were all there at Duncan Park on Wednesday night, Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. And we had, I don't know how many the number was, 50, 75, somewhere in that ballpark. Ha, no pun intended. We were all hanging out together watching the Yard Goats game. And there were these dark clouds above us that literally wanted to just pop open and pour rain all over us. But that didn't stop us. And it didn't stop the Yard Goats. We went there and we had fun in defiance of the threatening rain. And rain it did. A little bit of a light drizzle sometime around 8 o'clock. And then the big rain came after 9 o'clock, and that's when the tarp went out over the field. But other than that, we were there having a good time. So we got there about a quarter of 6. Gates hadn't even opened yet. And we're just kind of lingering around and excited about this because it is still relatively early on in the baseball season, and we're thinking good, warm thoughts, even though the weather hasn't been as cooperative recently in terms of rain and in terms of temperature. But we're looking forward to the summer, and we're looking forward even more to meeting with people who won WTIC tickets, and we got a section of WTIC listeners together to enjoy a Yard Goats ball game. So we're all waiting in anticipation of the big night. And I was starting to shake in my boots because we were throwing out first pitch. And when I say we, I mean that all of us individually had our moment in front of the mound where we got to throw a ball to the catcher as our very own Brian and Company, WTIC News Talk 1080, opening pitch. So we kind of pre-gamed it a bit once they let us in at the Yard Goats Club. Got to meet some listeners there. Some other listeners went straight to the section and didn't go to the club. And nonetheless, we all caught up at some point in time. And then came my boss and Brian, and we all got kind of rounded up, the 6 or 7 or so of us. And my dad was there. Daddy got to watch me out there on the big field. Shout out to my dad. Love that man. Great guy. Love my dad. And I was glad that he was able to come out and enjoy the game and also see me throw first pitch with all my coworkers and WTIC. So they walk us down to the field. It was actually easier to get there. I thought that there was going to be some kind of really top secret door I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting. It was actually my very first time at the park, and I was impressed. I was impressed how clean it was. I was impressed at all the different options. I was impressed at how large it was, yet how small it was. I mean, I couldn't get lost in there, but there was enough room for me to move around and actually find where I needed to go, and conveniently. And there was food throughout. So at no point did I feel overwhelmed, and also at no point did I feel underwhelmed. But I don't know. I was expecting a trap door or something to get me out there on field, but it was nothing like that. It was actually quite easy. Got us out there. We each got a ball, and I was starting to warm up. And all I did to warm up, nothing incredible. I did a little few stretches. I threw one ball to the other hand from the other hand and so on and so forth and back and forth. And I don't play sports. I don't understand sports. It's a struggle for me to just do sports scores. I can tell the difference between a football and a baseball, but realistically, that's about it. And then came my turn, got up there in front of the mound, and lobbed it right into the catcher's mitt. No problems whatsoever. So I guess all of those years in Little League, back when I was a kid, 6, 7 years old, didn't do it for very long. But I guess that a little bit of that muscle memory came back so as not to embarrass me in front of however many few thousand people there were there at Duncan Park in Hartford on Wednesday night. But what impressed me more was the support that we have from our listeners, and I've got to shout a few of them out. There are more, so if I'm leaving your name out, please don't be upset. But I got to look at the time here, and the first name that comes to mind is Buddy. Buddy is my buddy, because I was walking around exploring the park, and he happened to recognize me, and I don't know Buddy, never met him, never interacted with him, and he's one of the volunteers there at the park that handles a volunteer section. He's shouting over, "Morgan! Morgan! Morgan!" And so I turn around, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, I don't know who this is, but he must know me from somewhere, and it's probably WTIC. So I go up to him, look him in the eye, and I shake his hand, and I say, "Hi, I'm Morgan. Who are you?" He says, "Well, I'm Buddy." "Well, my real name's actually Charles, but everybody just calls me Buddy, and I listen to you every morning, and I appreciate what you do, and got a hot dog and a hamburger over here for you. And why don't you call everybody else over?" And so other folks from the station came over, and we got to meet Buddy on the other side of the ballpark. I guess that he saw us all on the he saw us all on the big screen, so he knew what we looked like. I guess he's met some of us before, but not all of us. So, Buddy, you're a great guy, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again at the next ball game, one that you're working, one that I'm attending. We'll definitely have to catch up. Jeff in East Hampton, he took me by surprise because he was one of our ticket winners. And he came up to me and says, "Morgan, I appreciate what you do every morning. You tell the news straight. You give me both sides. You let me make up my own mind. You guys are conversational in the morning. It's fun. It's easy to listen to. I really appreciate it. And I read your article in the newspaper." I had an article in the paper, and I guess Jeff saw it. And small world. You know, it's definitely a small world. Then, of course, there was Dennis, longtime listener, talking about Bob Steele, and as was Mitch Miller. No, not the musician, but Mitch Miller, a local listener of ours, who was talking about Bob Steele's word of the day and Bob Steele's whistling. And I definitely want to send out my appreciation to Tim Restall of the Yard Goats, because you guys treat us like royalty, and we really appreciate it. I appreciate it. I know Brian appreciates it. We all do. So thanks for having us, because it was a great honor and a great time. All I want to say as we close up the program this week on Spotlight Connecticut, the word of the day is thanks. I really appreciate everybody who listens to Spotlight Connecticut, everybody that tunes in anytime during the week, including Brian and company, to my newscasts, those of you who attended the Yard Goats ball game on Wednesday night, our ticket holders. Hopefully we'll do something similar soon.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.